As we are dealing with the importance of prayer, one of the questions is, what about unanswered prayer? What about that? It's a fact of life, a fact of your prayer life. What about unanswered prayer? Well, to simplify things, bring it down to 4 points. Number one, if the request is wrong, God says no. You learned that dealing with your children. They just ask for the wrong thing. Ask to play with that shiny butcher knife. No, don't think so. Just a wrong request. Now, it wouldn't be good for you, it wouldn't be good for others. God just says no. So, when you don't get it, count it that probably the request was wrong. Or, secondly, if the timing is wrong, God says, wait. Now, wait feels like a no. This, however, is to encourage us to think about what we're praying, to see, analyze. James tells us that we ask amiss. Always remember the pun, a sermon that was preached while I was in school. Locomotives, having wrong motives for your prayer, locomotives. And this is where we're asking the wrong thing. So maybe it's just the timing that God has his perfect plan in the works, but maybe it's just no. Either way, assuming that it might, as we analyze it, if it's a wrong request, we say, I think it's a right request. So now we are prompted to continue in our praying, to be faithful, to be importunate, to keep on praying. A third situation is, if you are wrong. Sometimes we're just not on praying ground. If you are wrong, then God says, grow. Get to the place where you're asking for the right thing. Children often are asking for things that are not important, That just seems important at the moment. And so do we. Just children before him. So it may be that you're not getting the answer because that's a kind of a dumb request. You need to grow. The fact that you decided that you needed a lot more money might not be a proper, mature request. And finally, if all is right, God says yes. So check when you pray, check your request, consider the timing, and consider yourself. In Jesus' model prayer for us, before he asks the requests for himself, our daily bread and so on, he says, forgive us our sins. He speaks of God as the Holy Father. He speaks of being on board for God's program, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So let's get ourselves right. And then we're going to find answers to prayer. We've talked about some of these things that are so surprising. Jim Henry, did you know him from school?
Yes.
Older fellow, he married the Susan something. It was his second wife, first one died. He was on the mission field to Ethiopia and then left Ethiopia to go to England. Went back. Just a real nice guy. He was talking about the different times that God had answered prayer that was just kind of crazy stuff, you know. To me personally, afterwards, at the lunchtime, he was telling me about the God seemed to indicate that even at his advanced age and with all the pain of arthritis and fibromyalgia that he has, God seemed to put on his heart his place where he lived for a long time, Covington, in just over the border in Kentucky. And he thought, well, this is crazy. Everything's set. My wife has a nice job here and all these things. Besides, Lord, if we were to go to Covington to scout things out, see if they needed a work done there, I'd need $500 at least that I don't have. And he said, so people that have been supporting him on his various missionary and church activities for many years and had stopped giving years ago sent him a check for $550. He said, sorry, honey, I guess we're going to Covington for a while. He said the area has like 8 Baptist churches. So as he went around and checked with the different churches, there was a lot of a suspicion, what are you doing here, you know? But he said a lot of them are not interested in evangelism, don't do any kind of visitation. They use all kinds of modern translations and so on, seeking to appeal to people. So he says there's not very many really steadfast good churches. But he was telling us about the various times that God had answered prayer in just such special and timely ways. So this is why we go to prayer. The question, why didn't it get answered, will be answered in one of the first three, at least in those categories. Comments or questions?